Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Joel Zwicker here with the Connected Insurance Podcast, brought to you by Agency Revolution, where we help you connect with your clients in ways you never thought possible, creating that customer journey you've always dreamed of. Today, we're having a conversation that I've been extremely excited about. We're having a discussion about social media once again, but this time we have the real deal. No best practices, no theory. We're talking to someone that lives it and has actually done it. Wayne Ezekiel is the president of A.A. Monroe Insurance, and his agency grew their social following to an excess of 20,000 followers. Now, enjoy this conversation, and I encourage you to tune in just after, where I share with you some of the small details about that campaign that Wayne shared with me after we stopped recording. So without further ado, here is Wayne Ezekiel. All right, Wayne, thank you for making some time for us today. I've been excited about this conversation for some time. I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Joel, for the invite. Talking about marketing and about, this Fire Hall campaign is very close, near to my heart. Not because of giving away money or for Facebook, it's more for the firefighters themselves. You know, they're the silent partners in our business, and, they're out there volunteers in Nova Scotia mostly. So they're out there day and night protecting the things that we, for us, for the insurance business, and fighting fires and, minimizing claims. So they're partners of ours, and I want to honor that. So
hey, and I love this program, and I'm excited to get into a little bit of the details. Obviously, we're here to talk about social media, and here at Agency Revolution on our podcast on our webinars, we've been talking for seems like an eternity about best practices and strategies, and everybody had a theory, but I want it. You on here because I know and I've watched this program and your Facebook page grow. And if anybody gets it, it's you guys. So let's rewind. I know you're in year 9 of this program. Let's rewind back. I think I have a pretty good understanding of where this all came about, but just maybe tell us like where this whole thing started with the firefighters.
Well, around 9 years ago, Joel, I think you were still with us at the time with A. Monroe Insurance and doing some marketing through Agency Revolution. We have a local guy here, James Smeaton, was working on most of our social media stuff at the time. We were really looking at a way to honor the firefighters, I think. I thought we were looking for something, some kind of a campaign we could run. And we chose the firefighters to be that group, right, to solicit, and came up with the idea of this Fire Hall campaign. So that's kind of 9 years ago, and it was more of a we only had like 72 likes on our Facebook page at the time, so we were looking for a way to kind of boost that a little bit. And so came up with the idea of firefighters, honoring them, and then we just had a brainstorm session, and it just came into this great campaign. So.
Yeah, no, and I can remember those conversations well, and I think if you rewind it even further than that, why firefighters? And I think it goes a little deeper than maybe what people would see at the surface. I think firefighters in general really mean something to not just yourself, but A.A. Monroe as a company, then also the communities that you do business in.
Absolutely. We are in small rural communities in Nova Scotia for the most part. We are represented in the metro area, but where this came from was really, in small town. We have friends who are volunteer firefighters. I have a cousin that's involved. I have friends that are involved in the business. And I think they're just the silent partners, the forgotten crew in our insurance structure. We have the companies, and we have the adjusters, and we have the repair shops, and we have the brokers and customers, but we don't have anywhere in where we talk about firefighters. And being in small communities, we know that these guys they're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always there for us, not paid, and they're having struggling to get new recruits. So I think that's why we picked firefighters, because we know who they are, we know that they're the unsung heroes in our industry, and I just wanted to bring some attention to that and help give them some exposure, plus try to get them to increase their ranks with new recruits.
And so I think myself, I obviously live in the same area that you guys are still doing business. Had the pleasure of working with you guys for some time, and I think the reality is as I kind of pause quickly the conversation about this particular campaign and understand that there's lots of people listening to this podcast. And I think it's important to note that while this particular Facebook contest was a huge win and continues to be a huge win for the brokerage, it's not necessarily the silver bullet. I don't think everybody needs to run out and do a fire hall campaign. No. I think the beauty of it here, in my opinion, Wayne, is that you looked into your heart of hearts as a brokerage of your communities. You work in rural communities. Rural communities, at least here in Nova Scotia, rely on the volunteer, and at the heart of all those volunteers is the fire department. And that's just how I see it.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Joel. It doesn't have to be a fire hall campaign. I mean, we happen to strike upon something that we, again, we always go back to our marketing, always goes back to community. Most of our money now in marketing is not spent on traditional advertising, which is, newspapers and flyers not even flyers anymore, but it's more based around community activity. So it's having our people getting out engaged in the community and in things that they want to be engaged in, that they feel, passionate about. And fire hall was one of those things, but it could be anything. I mean, it's helping seniors or, literacy work or, could be immigration, helping out with new immigrants in town. It could be helping your local hospital, raise money to get equipment. But it's just something that you feel really passionate about. I mean, that's what we try to, anything you do with social media, I mean, it is a social game, right? It's you're building a network of, it's a neighborhood. Social media is a neighborhood, right? So, think of your own neighborhood. You get excited about things, and that's what you want to be involved in, the things that you really feel passionate about.
Yeah, and I talk to insurance agents and brokers all day, every day, as our whole team does, and it's amazing the solutions out there that people have looked at. Like I've seen agencies and brokers trying to hire third parties to run like campaigns like this for them. And, certainly you want to leverage resources to help, but to hire someone else to figure out what you're about is probably not the best strategy. No,
I agree. I mean, and that's, like I said, for us, when we're building our marketing campaigns, our budgets for the year, we need somebody to own that project or that campaign. Has to be somebody who's involved from Avon or insurance, right? So, we don't give it out to anybody else. If you want the money to do, something in your neighborhood, your community, you need to be engaged in it. You need to be on an organizing committee. You need to be, supporting that. You need to be hands on, right, on deck, getting out there in the community. And that's how it would be successful in social media, is if you're engaged with your community.
Yeah, absolutely. So after that discussion, I would like to rewind, because I think there's a really good story to be told here. And I was fortunate to witness it firsthand, as you were. So 9 years ago, you were in a meeting. And, as you mentioned, there's about 72 followers or likes on the Facebook page. And I think everybody had a general belief that there was something here, but how do you do with it? And so I certainly remember one of my more moments wondering, hey, is 30 days enough to actually get this campaign up and running? Yeah. And, let's talk a little bit back and forth. And I'm sure my memory's a little foggy. I know yours is. So maybe between the two of us, we can come up with like the whole planning around getting this thing launched. So I remember an idea of taking actual printed flyers to local fire departments. Yeah. What's your recollection there?
I remember something with that too. Yeah, but using our local people, I think, to get out and drop flyers off in our local communities, I think was one of the things, because we didn't have a big reach at the time, right? We didn't have email lists of fire departments. We didn't have any entrance in the past. So the question was, how are we going to get people to go to our Facebook page, right, the first place? So yeah, I think we had brochures. I think we had posters up as well, right, to give to each of the fire departments to put up in their fire halls. I can get the local offices to go around and visit their departments to do that. So that was, yeah. So it was one of the
Yeah, as I recall, one of the major strategies was obviously, you know, I hate to say it, Wayne, but I think there might have even been a little bit of a fax this over to your local fire department if you can't get their strategy. A little embarrassing, but that's what it was. But I also remember the next biggest strategy, and really this is just good tip for anybody out there looking to do something, that, you know, having our staff just share the post.
Yeah,
we have minimal reach on our page currently, but every time somebody that works for you or a friend shares that, then that provides that much more exposure.
Yeah, things were different back then in the days of Facebook, right? This is pretty wide open at the time. So, you know, when we put posts up, we were really reaching 72 of our. We only had 72 likes, but most of them got to see it because we didn't have all those filters that Facebook has in now, right? So when our people shared it with their people, then it really did reach farther than it does right now, right? So so that's really what's one of the ways we certainly got the Facebook going. It was asking our own coworkers to do it. But again, I think at the time we found some way to find a list of fire departments, right, that in Nova Scotia, and we got word out to all of them as well, some kind of a letter or something I think we sent out. So, and we needed 60. You're right. I think that was when we decided that 30 days was not going to be enough to build the interest the first year, because you know, we had to get out to all these fire departments. We had to get in touch with them. And we knew that, you know, for the first year, trying to build that momentum was going to take more than 30 days. So,
and Wayne, let me just go on official record here to say that I want to take credit for one thing here. I want to take credit as the person that didn't think 30 days would be enough.
Right. Yep. Yep.
I couldn't have been more wrong, because as one of the people manning that and watching this with yourself and James, as you mentioned, within 5 days, we were seeing a substantial inflow of people and traffic to that Facebook page.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, I think our target for the first year was if we could get, I think maybe 3,000 likes. I'm not even sure if we were that high. You know, we thought we'd be a success, right? Really thought that would be a great successful campaign. And instead we end up with 16,000, right? I mean, go from 72 to 16,000 in 30 days or so. It was just sick. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody I talked to, all the major, like all the insurance companies you deal with, everybody, you know, they weren't even there, right? They couldn't even get that many likes. So, I mean, you know, we certainly struck upon something. Again, it was something we were passionate about in our communities, and that's why it worked, because we worked at it, right? When we talked to our community, the firefighters, we spoke from our heart, right? We spoke from firsthand, you know, we want to be your supporter, right? So.
And yeah, and just to be clear here, there was obviously a cash prize for, at the end of the day, the fire department's picture with the most likes on their picture, we're going to give a cash prize. And for the record, you were giving away the money anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Whether we got, you know, if only one fire department showed up, I guess they would have got a lot of money that year, right? Absolutely.
That was something you were doing anyway. It wasn't something where all of a sudden you found a couple bucks in the budget and say, hey, let's do it this way. No. I think you always intended to support the fire departments.
Absolutely. No question. That was the intent. It wasn't to get likes. I mean, that was a secondary thing. The first thing was we want to support our fire departments. And that was the, you know, again, putting the cart before the horse, you know, and that is, you know, it was our, you know, passion about what they do for us that was important, and getting that word out was important, not how many people we reached, not how many likes we got.
And I think it's important to share the the broader benefit of this, you know, like it's all about doing the right thing, and never mind Facebook likes. Those are all bonuses and it's great things. And obviously, as you've just rolled over 20,000 likes on your Facebook page, which you're right. I did some research before this call and most carriers don't have that many likes, let alone an independent insurance agency or brokerage working in rural parts of Nova Scotia. Right. having that many likes is unheard of. But I certainly recall some great. I'm a big believer, Wayne, in that everything happens for a reason, and sometimes it doesn't seem right. But if you recall, A.A. Monroe was deep into this Facebook contest, really providing some exposure to volunteer fire departments and what they need and the support they need in our communities. And really close to my home, actually 15 minutes from my home, one of Nova Scotia's signature resorts happened to catch fire within the campaign.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
And the thing that I remember most from that was after that's all said and done, and I forget the exact number, but it was, you know, north of 20 volunteer fire departments fighting that blaze. And God love them for doing that. They put in time, they put in effort, they risked their own lives to try to save, a very important part of Nova Scotia and certainly our community here. But after that was all said and done, I remember the fire chief of Liverpool Fire Services making the statement that they wanted to thank, you know, you at AA Monroe for bringing the, you know, bringing the knowledge and the public's eye to them, which I really thought spoke volumes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the time we posted a picture of the fight, right? The firefighters fighting that fire too, didn't we? We had a picture somewhere of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Multiple, of course. It was all over the news.
So you're right. I mean, it goes right back to what we said earlier, and that is that, you know, find a group that you know you really feel passionate about, and I did feel passionate about them. I mean, I you know. I've had years ago when I was a teenager, had a fire in my house, and people who I knew in my community were there on top of the roof fighting that fire, right? And so I've always remembered that, you know, that they came to our need when we needed them, and I've always carried it with me, and so that's why I feel passionate about the firefighters. I've seen firsthand knowledge of what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. So now getting back to this. Social media in general. Mm-hmm. Are you guys active on really? I know you're super engaged on Facebook, and we'll talk about that. But do you have focus at all at other social media feeds like LinkedIn or Twitter at all?
We're engaged now in Twitter, in Instagram. We do all the social media platforms. We're looking at every one of them. More engaged in some than others. We try to post. We're doing some blogging now ourselves. We have a little blog that we do. So we're always experimenting, always looking, right? And that's the you always got to keep with this social media with the way that things work. You've got to keep your finger in the pie all the time. You got to be researching constantly on how to improve your presence and also how to use these tools properly, right? To reach your audience.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head, how to use it properly. Unfortunately, I don't know that there's a textbook out there. If there was, we wouldn't be on this podcast. But I think the reality is, and as I did, once again, doing some research and looking, there's one common thread as I looked at the different feeds with respect to AA Monroe Insurance, whether it's Facebook, Twitter. I don't see anybody selling insurance.
No.
I see the community involvement. Tell me about that. Like, obviously, we've stated it, but.
Well, you know, again, I think that what turns a lot of people off, I know myself, I mean, is seeing all these ads pop up in my stream, right? So we believe that, you know, if you're 35% of our business is from referrals, right? AA Monroe Insurance. We keep track of it all the time. It's 35% consistently for the last number of years. And that comes from doing work like firefighter campaign, doing stuff on our you know, we use our Facebook is really a community page. It's sharing the things that are happening in our communities that our people are engaged in. So I think that by building a presence in the community, building that trust in the community, people get to know our brand. And when they come, when it comes time to buy insurance, they come to us. And then when it's time, when they're talking to their friends and family, they refer us to because of the work we're doing in the community. Not because we're asking to buy insurance, but because of the brand that we've built in the community, that we're a trusted, engaged brokerage in our communities. That's what works, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that leads me to another comment that I often hear as I talk to people all across both Canada and the United States is, well, we're just a little different because we're so rural. And I just want to throw it out there. I don't know that it gets any more rural than rural Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we have some offices, right, where we have one, two people in them. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty small. Right? You look up like Kagama, Nova Scotia on your map, you're not going to get much more rural than that, right? I mean, it's a small town of, what, you know, maybe 1,000 people or so. I mean, it's not even Nova's that big. So you don't get much more rural than that. We do a lot of online. We're doing some online, marketing and selling. That's grown over the years. But again, it's very small bites. It's, we got to recognize that the internet age is here, but the uptake is not as strong in rural Nova Scotia yet as it is in other parts of the world. So we're out there. We're always got our finger in the pie. We're out there exploring and trying new things and researching. And if it ever does explode up here in rural Nova Scotia like it does in rural world, we're ready for it. Right, we're ready to take it on. So because we've learned how to use the tools and learned how to find out more about them. So.
But even I guess my next question or comment, take it for what it is even at that level of rural, there's value in what you're doing on social media.
No question. I mean, it's still, it's amazing that again, if you make it interesting, people will go to the site and we get activity on our Facebook page throughout the year. It's not just, during campaign times, but it's every day, every week. We're trying to engage our community. There's value for sure. I mean, even if you're in a small community of 1,500 people, there's no question that building a little Facebook page, turning it into a community page, right, where people can go and look and see what's happening or, what's going on, has value.
Absolutely. So as we just kind of put a bow tie on this, number one, if it hasn't been stated enough, we're talking about taking a Facebook page to the next level by simply doing what's right, looking in your heart of hearts of your agency or your brokerage, what do you believe in? And A.A. Monroe and Wayne and his team there couldn't be a better example of that. And great things come to great people and great businesses, and you guys are a shining example of that, Wayne. So I know this is the 9th anniversary this particular year, 2019, of the campaign, so congratulations on the success of the business, but also on I know back in 2010, the comment was made, and I would venture to say there's not too many people out there that can say, I'm going to say that you guys are likely one of, if not the most liked insurance agency or brokerages on Facebook. And that's something to be hugely proud of. So congrats.
Yeah, that means we're doing the right things. I mean, not only on Facebook, but we're doing the right things in each of our offices too, with the people we have. We have exceptional people working for us, and they are community-oriented individuals. Most of them are engaged in hockey teams and football teams and soccer teams and helping out at the school and, volunteering at the hospitals and so on and so on. And that's why the Facebook is successful, because we do the same things in our own communities, to match that, right? And we provide quality service to our customers when they do show up. So all that comes together to build a brand, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's reflected in that next step. I know you all are also celebrating your 75th year in business. Yep. So if that's not a true reflection, congratulations on that as well.
Thank you very much, Joel. Really appreciate it.
All right, Wayne. So at the end of these calls, we always like to give, if somebody's got a question or they want to track down Wayne at AA Monroe Insurance, what's the best way for people to find you?
So the best way probably to email me to start, and we'll see go from there. But so it's WayneEzigal@aamonroe.com. If anybody wants to send me an email, and you know, if it ends up we end up talking together or whatever, great. I mean, I'd love to share you know, any ideas I have on you know, how we've been able to be successful on our social media or as a brokerage. I mean, love to share the information.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Wayne. Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Wayne. And to be completely transparent, this is about the fifth time I've tried to do this afterthought, because every time I got through, something else came in. And I think Wayne shares so many tidbits there. And I think the obvious ones are social media and Facebook and how to engage. But I know there's a lot of you out there dealing with staffing issues too. And I think he gives a great insight there on how I know AA Monroe Insurance does a great job keeping great staff. And so let's just check a few boxes here. Number one, creating that social media base. So how do you engage with people? It's about looking into your heart of hearts, finding what your agency is all about, and then just sharing that, creating that social experience on social media, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever have you. Not a place to sell, purely a place to engage and share what your agency is all about. But I think the key thing, looking back at what he said, is how they do it. In order for them to be involved in something, they need a staff person to take the lead. So someone needs to be passionate about that. And I think that's really key, because number one, you're going to get better results. But number two, you got to feel that the staff then feel like they love the workplace. Not only are they going to work every day and doing something they may love to do, and there's, of course, all the benefits of being paid and benefits and these types of things, but also being able to be engaged and involved in something that you're passionate about, whether it's raising money for a charity that you're involved with or an event that you have going on in your community. Having an employer that allows you to be engaged in those things is hugely invaluable in today. And I know that's what people are looking for when they're looking at employment or where they may work or whether they'll stay somewhere. So think about that. So that's a real tidbit there. And obviously there's great reason why they've been around for 75 years. As mentioned, I know their staff retention is high, and I talk to independent insurance agencies all day, every day. And that is one of the most common things I hear. We have a staffing shortage, or we can't find the right people. Well, I would suggest that provide great technology, provide a great work culture like AA Monroe does, with the ability to get involved with your community and events that you're passionate about, and people will come looking to work for you. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.